Good morning. It's time now for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today is Ryan Schaub, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Gary.
Fertilizing is always an important part of any crop, and you've got some information today on possibly doing some fertilizing on soybeans.
Yeah, and traditionally producers haven't fertilized their soybeans, or at least not right before those soybeans were planted. I get a question, is there any value to those starter fertilizers? Traditionally, we put out some fertilizer before corn, harvest that corn, and we don't put out any fertilizer before them beans, and the old thought was make them beans kind of work for us. But there's a lot of money to be made from soybeans now, and we are actually seeing some benefits to using some starter fertilizer on our bean ground, especially in those soils that would be low or even medium in phosphorus. Typically, though, corn has showed a greater response to starter fertilizers than soybeans, and a lot of that has to do, the soils are just generally warmer. Warmer, I guess, when soybeans are planted versus when corn's planted. The typical response, it's just not observed, but the yield response at the end of the year has been observed. The way we go about doing this is it's a process of banding fertilizer, and that goes to the side or below the seed at planting, and it's a very efficient method for the soybeans, and it's mostly used in those no-till or those reduced-till situations because phosphorus and potassium, if they're broadcast or a surface applied, they kind of have some limited mobility. It takes them a little while to work through that soil profile. However, there are some situations that we can't do this banding of fertilizer. We have really narrow row spacings. We can't do that. So in those situations, all we can do is surface apply that fertilizer. I do want to note, Gary, that we should never put fertilizer in furrow or in direct seed contact with those soybeans. We can see some salt injury if we place that fertilizer right on top of that seed. Now, very seldom do we see a response to the nitrogen in the starter fertilizer. Beans will fixate to their own nitrogen, so we don't really need to be putting out a lot of extra nitrogen for these beans unless we're in an irrigated or a super high yielding environment out west where we might have a lot of irrigation pivots or sandy soils. They might be able to utilize that. But around here, we'd maybe see a small benefit every once in a while from the nitrogen. Before we wrap up today, I do want to mention another thing, and this is something that's been talked about for a number of years, and that's the row spacings on our soybean plants. In 2015 through 2017, K-State Research and Extension had five different test sites comparing conventional or 30-inch rows versus these narrow or 15-inch rows. And in these tests, the narrow rows showed slightly greater yields than the conventional rows, but those were in environments that might be a little droughty maybe or had lower yield potential. So if you had the potential for less than 50 bushel to the acre, you've seen a yield response to narrow row spacings. But in environments over 50 bushel to the acre, we didn't see that response. Do we see any benefits? Oh, yeah. We can close those canopies a lot easier. Basically improves that weed control. We do see some reduced soil erosion as well. But to play devil's advocate, I could argue in a dry year, those narrow rows utilize more of that water early on. So if we turn really dry during the summer, those crops may get real thirsty later on in the year. And then in the wet years, that narrow row spacing, if it doesn't allow a whole lot of wind to go through there and dry those leaves off, we have the potential for some disease issues as well. So there is a happy medium, I guess, there. I mean, you got to do what's going to work for you. You guys can always give me a call at 785-448-6826.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. Coming up Monday morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland.